Welcome to China Money Podcast, your source for local knowledge and insights on investing in China. Go to our website at chinamoneypodcast.com for more great episodes. I'm your host, Nina Xiang. Our guest today is Alberto Facchini, Managing Partner at Mandarin Capital Partners. He's talking to me today near his office in Italy. Hi, Alberto. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Can you first give us a little introduction of the fund and also the strategy?
Yes, Mandarin Capital Partners has been set up to encourage Chinese companies to invest in Europe and European companies to invest in China. It's a bilateral fund, cross-border. We have invested all of the 300 plus million euro we had, plus we did a number of leverage buyouts, so our overall volume of investment has been 1 billion euro. We have exploited the arbitrage opportunities between Europe and China. There are many of those. They are like technological, they are financial, they are psychological, they are cultural. They can be hurdles or they can be opportunities. And we turn what usually are like issues into opportunities. We buy good European company that have China upside, and we help them develop their business in China, and then we later exit them either in China or in Europe. Or we help Chinese company make acquisitions in Europe where they can gain technology or market that also is going to help them in their home market in China. And then we eventually exit through trade exit or IPO.
Can you give us an example?
In 2008, we made what was at the time China's largest investment in Europe, when we teamed up with Zoom Lion, Honey and Goldman Sachs, and we bought Chifa, that was the European leader in concrete equipment segment. By putting together Zoom Lion and Chifa, we put together the number one player in the world in the concrete business machinery. And the acquisition worked extremely well because Zoom Lion was able to integrate Chifa into his overall business. So now Chifa Network, which is mainly in Western Europe and North Africa and Middle East, is selling Zoom Lion product, while Zoom Lion in China has developed a special lines of Chifa product to sell at the premium. And together they are developing very advanced product that are carbonium based, so they are 30% lighter than the usual cranes you would actually see. So that acquisition was very good. I think it's been a landmark in the history of cross-border private equity and M&A.
Your focus is industrial companies. For this sector, how do valuations compare historically?
We closed the fund late 2006, and then the crisis came in 2007. And then we had the second euro crisis last summer, that lasted, it's still going on now. So we always had to deal with a weak Europe, okay, and a strong China. So by definition, the markets in the West were soft and company were cheap. Market soft, low growth and little finance and company are cheap. With the crisis, the multiples have come down. We never bought anything for more than 7x EBITDA. And I think we even went down to buy a great company for 3.2 or something like that, which is unheard of in China. In China, you pay like 20, 30 times, 40. And a company that's full of technology, profitable, full of cash. So you definitely can do an incredible multiple arbitrage with those companies. Also, when we deal with European company, we never pay for their China upside. We did an exit, we closed yesterday, and it was four companies we bought, we merged in the pharma business, and we sold them 1 year later at 3x our original investment, only because it was restructuring plus China exposure.
That all sounds great, but I'm sure during the process of implementing this strategy as well as handling the daily challenges, there must be many risks. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
We got where we are, not because we figured everything right, but because we made every possible mistake that could possibly be made. We made them all. The first mistake is when people want to talk to you just to gain knowledge, and then they want to use you, and they make you work like crazy for 1 year or something. We went through that, and then we're very quick in getting to a closing, in doing an evaluation and says, either we close now or nothing. We don't fall for that. The second trap is never co-invest, rarely co-invest with Chinese companies, because they slow us down. Their process is so slow that what I discussed with a Swiss lawyer in half an hour, it takes me 2 days to explain to the Chinese counterpart. So I'm forced to go at a very slow speed. And that's a big burden. It's like running a marathon with a 20 kilos bag on my shoulder. So we don't do co-investment. We know what the market likes. We buy the company, we know who the buyer is, but we don't want the buyer with us. Because with that Chinese buyer, we're not gonna make it. Someone is gonna arrive before us. 50% of our money is Chinese, is provided by mainland financial institutions, but our money is sitting in Luxembourg, so easily accessible, and then all the permission has been given already. Has been approved by the State Council, by SAF, and so on. So we can act very quickly. A third mistake never to make, a lot of Chinese company. Oh, this is done by Chinese and Italians, and the question that they try to get as much as possible, learn as much as possible, and not commit. This is like identical, okay? The third thing is not to go after a Chinese who comes to you and says, I wanna buy something. Never. Whether it is a European or a Chinese, forget it, it's a waste of time. You only have the opportunity, whether it is in China or it is in Italy, and then you build a business on it. But never the other way around, okay? Another pitfall we didn't go for was go for IPO deal, pre-IPO deal. We felt it wasn't our strength, and we felt the team was not geared for that kind of business, so we stayed clear of pre-IPO deal. That was a good thing. Another thing we did was we felt our strength was more competing in Europe with Chinese backup rather than competing in China with European backup. So 80% of our acquisitions are in Europe. And the last one that at the beginning, we're planning to do a renminbi fund. We get a very big commitment in renminbi but then we switched again. Our next fund is going to be euro, because we think this formula is a winning one, and we just need to be expanded, and we're going to have a very strong in our next fund, which is going to be 1 billion euro. We're going to have a very strong German presence, and we're going to have German investors, and we're going to have a very, very good German office.
How about looking out to the future? What's your outlook for Chinese, European company deal picture in the next 2 to 3 years?
No, I think we are just at the beginning of a gigantic trend. Chinese will invest more and more overseas. This is just the tip of the iceberg. This is the direction of the new world. We think that there is China, Europe, and whiskey and soda. China is a young society and it wants to get there. Europe is a welfare society and people want to retire and be relaxed. So I think this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning. You're gonna see more and more. And you're gonna see the Chinese getting better and better at it. And we just need to be ahead of the pack.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
That's today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you have any questions or comments, go to our website at chinamoneypodcast.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at chinamoneypod, or like our Facebook page. We very much look forward to hearing from you, and until next time.